This is your home for the most news, traffic, and weather 24/7. Como News Radio.
Como News Time 147. Good afternoon. I'm Brian Calvert. We continue to keep a finger on the pulse of a big story that's making headlines around the world. A raid by Algerian forces in an apparent effort to retake a gas plant in the Sahara Desert that had been captured by Islamist militants. This may have resulted in the deaths of most of the hostages that they were actually holding. ABC News crime and terrorist consultant Brad Garrett's on the line with me now. Brad, do you know, did the U.S. try to get involved in this situation in any capacity?
Well, I think they have been involved. Now, the question, I guess, Brian, is were they really involved on the ground? I don't know. I mean, there's been some consistent reporting about special forces on the ground in Mali for a year or longer trying to work on extremist Al-Qaeda intel. But that's a good distance away where this occurred in Algeria. I'm going to guess the answer is no as far as being there, but as far as intelligence information through probably the Algerians and maybe people on the ground that are connected with the gas plant, perhaps.
In what you've seen of this situation, Brad, what's the best case scenario you could hope for at this point?
Well, it's hard to be optimistic about this, Brian, if in fact the deaths have occurred that have been discussed. If that's true, it really takes away the incentive of the bad guys to keep other people alive if they don't get what they want. And it's my understanding what they want is for the French to leave Mali, which is not going to happen based on this. So it's a very extremely difficult situation. I don't know how sophisticated the Algerians are in communicating with the bad guys, but based on the speed at which they assaulted the place, I'm going to guess there wasn't much dialogue going on.
All right, Brad. I appreciate your insight this afternoon. ABC News crime and terrorism consultant Brad Garrett joining me live. The militants claim 35 hostages, 15 militants killed after the Algerian military helicopters entered the area.